Drysdale vignette entitled Ontario Rhodals and Azaleas. 3, 2, 1. Is your garden suited to rhododendrons, the huge broadleaf evergreen shrubs? Hi, I'm Art Drysdale to encourage you on rhodos when I return. 3, 2, 1. Most gardeners in this part of Canada think that rhododendrons and azaleas are plants that they can only admire when they visit gardens on our west coast. Such is not the case. The Rhododendron Society of Canada has been extremely successful with plantings of these gorgeous plants in many parts of Ontario. Of prime importance in growing rhodos and azaleas successfully is the initial siting of the planting bed. Choose a semi-shaded area, preferably adjacent to and just east of large evergreens such as pines or spruce. A slight slope for good drainage will be welcomed as well. Rhodos and azaleas prefer an acid soil. Here, that generally means adding various soil acidifiers that your garden center will have. However, it's best to get a pH soil test performed first. Again, your garden center will be able to advise you how to have this done. While many plantsmen may change the soil completely for acid-loving plants, I don't believe that to be necessary. Just incorporate plenty of home compost, manure, peat moss, or coir right into the planting bed. While winter protection in the form of burlap covering may be advisable for rhododendrons out of Toronto, there's a hardy cultivar known as PJM. It has smaller leaves and needs no protection whatsoever. PJM is a good rhododendron with which to start, and you'll soon be planting others. Plant at least 3 PJMs in a grouping now, then later this spring, enjoy the slightly varying mauve-toned flowers totally covering the plants. I'm Art Drysdale.